Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. Tour Idiot Box Radio here, doing something a little bit different, a longer form, but nonetheless, I wish to chat to you. You can find the website at idiotboxradio.com. Become a patron for as little as 40 cents a fucking week, and that will get your name at the end of the video. Make sure you do peep that out to check out who are good enough to help me out in my little endeavors, and you'll also get access to the audio books that I create on the Patreon, so get behind that.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
I've got something to tell you, some news, some sharing time, okay? So, I recently, not with my money, I got a loan from the bank, but I bought a little one-bedroom house. An apartment, we call them units in Australia. I think you guys in other parts of the world may call them apartments. Apartamento, por favor. Mi apartamento es bonito. With my Spanish training. I've been studying Spanish now for 105 days now. And it's muy grande. It's very big. That didn't make sense. It's muy bueno. Yeah, it's fantastico. But I have been studying Spanish and I've been loving it. So I really like, one of the things I like doing though is putting in as an Aussie an accent on it as possible. So I'll go, hola, mi nombre es Tori. Stuff like that. In any case, that's me. That's not you, but I'm just telling you about me as opposed to you telling. Anyhow, you get it. You can email the show. Let me know what language you speak at idiotboxradio.com. So I've bought this apartment unit, okay, and of all the bizarre things. So I bought it thinking that when I look out the back, there's no back door, right? And there's sort of like a yard there, but there's not a yard. And I was talking to my conveyancer, and my conveyancer was like, yeah, there's a walkway there. And the real estate agent's like, that's a shared walkway, because I realized that my neighbors have actually fenced off, like, the unit on my left has fenced off their backyard, and then the neighbor on the other side has fenced off their backyard. And I thought it was meant to be a shared walkway, that we're all meant to be able to access that area. I still believe we are meant to, but I was speaking to my conveyancer and Cam. G'day, Cam. How you doing, Cam? And he said to me, no, they're your backyards. Now, figure this out for me. Riddle me this, my brother. Can you handle it? The unit on my left and the unit on my right both have back doors. I don't have a back door, yet I have a backyard, and I'm fenced off from my fucking backyard. So I went over there today, and I don't move in for another few weeks, maybe longer. Going to do some renovation maybe. And I spoke to one of my neighbors who was kind enough to let me, a stranger, go through their property, actually invited me in and said, do you want to have a look at the back? Because my internal fence goes into your backyard. And I'm like, is it my backyard? And I thought, well, I'll just punch a hole in the wall and put a door there that I can access that backyard, because it's a nice little space. It's not too big. If I pave it though, it should look fantastic. And lo and behold, I'm looking, hoping, praying, and I don't have any space on my wall to actually run a back door out there without losing half a window in order to do so. It's going to prove quite the problem. But I see myself, what fucking cruel tyrant in fucking Middle Earth creates a house with a backyard but no back door? Nothing that I can actually access to access that area, even though I've got my hot water service out there, I've got plumbing out there, and I've got other people's plumbing running their way through. I just didn't get it, but I thought it may provide some entertainment for you if you've got something screwed up like that, like something that doesn't make sense. And I was like, well, I just want to do a bit of a chatting podcast today and think to myself, like, what can I do to run this past you and see what you think? I've got a little bit of water here. I've got ice in there. Not like meth. Anyhow, that's the bit about my house. It stinks too. The previous tenant was a smoker. and the carpets are all fucked. I'm going to have to replace a bit of stuff before I get in there. But that's okay, because it'll be mine. Where I was at previously, I was renting. And it's the weirdest feeling. Like, I'm sure it's happened to you guys, but it was the weirdest feeling knowing that my place that I was renting, they decided to sell it, so I had to leave, even though I'd been there for a couple of years. Had to leave so as they could sell it for someone else to move into it. It's just weird, and it really illustrates, and it's ironic, that now I own my own place and the repayments to the bank are less than what my rent was. It's not as big. It's not as good. But it will be. It's mine. Let me know what you think. Drop a comment below. Now, I wanted to address this. Who gives a fuck about the British royal family anymore? I'm reading in the news, like, stuff. I tend to skim when it comes to the royal family, so I could have it all wrong. But, like, the Brits have got their own royal family that, you know, King Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Philip RIP, Princey Charles, Camilla, you know, Willy Wonka and the Charlie Factory. It's where they make all these fucking kids called Charlie. Shadunk, shadunk, shadunk. Yeah, they got fucking Willy Wonka and the Charlie Factory, right? Charlie and Chocolate Factory, owned by Willy, Prince William Wonka. And his wife, what's her name again? Mary-Kate and Ashley. I don't care. They got kids. He's banged. The thing I don't get, like, at the moment, like, there's all this fuss about Prince Harry. Is he a prince anymore? I'm not fucking sure. And his wife, Marky Mark. Meghan Markle, I think it was. She was a soapy actress or something. And, like, lo and behold, they've got the status quo running forever. And, you know, she goes in there, talks some sense into him. He cracks the shits with his whole family. There's allegations of all sorts of abuse now. They start to sound like a normal family with their fucking black sheep hidden all over the place. You know, you've got your derelict fucking Prince Andrew that they're trying to hide in plain sight. And I just think to myself constantly, well, you know, the British, they're a sensible people. I've got friends who are British. And I noticed that over the last 20 or 30 years, they've been doing stuff about their teeth, which is good. So they've got an elected prime minister, but they still upkeep the Queen, the royal family. Let's say the royal family, because in the year 3052, when you're looking back at this, you go, what was he talking about, that wise old man with the grey-head hair? And I'm like, yeah, well, it's me. Hi, I'm Tory. But the thing I don't get nowadays is, back in the old days, old days, like, there were multiple kings in England. A true fact. Look it up. And over time, there was one ruling class family. But now the Brits have got their own elected officials, a parliament, voting, not just a king telling them what to do. And I started to think to myself, other than a figurehead who undoubtedly brings joy to a lot of people, what is the actual purpose of the royal family nowadays? And I really don't know. I could be wrong. Like, if you're a monarchist, please do let me know. Drop a comment below. Write me a letter. PO Box 4067, Geelong, Victoria, Australia, 3220. But my belief is that they don't have any real bearing. They're a bunch of fucking rich people that are propped up by the British public through taxes. But at the end of the day, other than feel-good fucking missions and flying around the world making non-decisions on behalf of no one, they don't really do anything. I could be terribly wrong, and I'm saying this from a position of ignorance, but it's the honest truth of what's the point of the royal party, royal family? I don't know, but I don't get it. I need someone to explain it to me, because I do look at this sort of thing and I'm like, what the fuck? What are they doing? Like, they're having internal house fighting. Like, maybe they could sign up to be a reality TV show like The Royals, and have cameras everywhere, seeing the Queen cracking the shits about stuff. Charles' ears grow red when he gets upset. William gets balder. And Harry becomes more of a ginger. But, and causing problems. He's a scamp. Or is he a scamp really, though? I mean, he's painted out to be a scamp. And then there's moments that you feel sorry for him and you're like, oh, fuck, they had it done hard by. But I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue. I don't follow it. So I don't really have a clue. I don't know. But that's my thoughts there on that thing. And one of the other things I noticed too on the news is the fact that you Americans, you love fucking shooting each other. It's like a national pastime. It's like a national pastime. And I was thinking to myself the other day, like a lot of my American friends, bless you, I love you, I've been over and visited you. You've all got guns. Well, you don't all, but a lot do. And I was thinking to myself, what about for the greater good? I think at the end of the day, my friends and the most of you are Americans who follow me and watch me. But I think you've got good hearts and generous hearts. But the thing that does always throw me is the fact that you guys tend to be weird about the right to bear arms and is someone going to take away my firepower or whatever. I was in the military for nearly 8 years, like in my role. I was in hospitality. I cooked, right? So I'm not going to pretend I was fucking on the ground shooting because I wasn't. I was over there and like it was scary, but I didn't shoot. But the thing I don't get is like over here we had a mass shooting, one mass shooting, like a horrible one. And the government just went, you know what? Fuck this. In the interest of the greater good, we're not going to let you have those weapons. They're not going to be sold here. You can't get them. And there won't be shootings to that scale. And fucking people got upset, you know, I need my weapons. And the government said, oh, no, no, no. If you're a farmer, you can have rifles and stuff like that. But, like, for example, when I was over in the States with friends, I shot an AR-15. And I love shooting guns. I do at targets. I do. I love going to a shooting range. I have not done that for a long time over here because it's fucking hard to get a license to shoot a weapon. But over there, my friend just unlocked them from their gun locker. We went for a drive with about 10 weapons in the car and several hundred rounds of ammunition. And we went down to this paddock that was converted into a shooting range and we went shooting. It was lots of fun. But the fact that we could just show up in our truck and then a truck full of other dudes showed up with their shotguns and just started throwing fucking clay targets in the air, shooting them. There was absolutely no gun control there. And it was a fun time. And everyone was very respectful with their weapons. But you know what? If you don't have the weapons, people don't get shot. Now, I get it when people say, oh, but you know, I need the right to bear arms and it's my right and whatever. The Constitution, your Constitution in America was written back when your weapons were like literally gunpowder poured down a musket and, you know, tamped. And maybe they shot, if you were really quick, around every minute or two, if you were super quick. But now your weapons shoot, you know, 50, 60 more rounds a minute if you've got managed to get your hands on an automatic weapon. And all I think to myself is we still have killings in Australia. We still have murderers in Australia. But there's no way that anyone can just spray and pray and just kill a whole heap of people at once. And I was thinking to myself, like, I know you want the right to bear arms. And that the whole idea behind that, from my understanding, was that if the government overpowered and then tried to take away your rights or search your homes or invade your homes or take them from you, you had the right to bear arms as part of a disorganized militia. But you've got an organized militia now and, you know, your people in your country are part of that militia called the army, called the military. So just imagine a world, as a drummer said, I'm not like farting and it's like a spring. But I was thinking to myself, well, what happens then? Like, if we just say, look, I'm really sorry, but you can't have those weapons, and people stop getting fucking mass killed. There will be an attrition, a period of time where those guns are still out there in the public, but it may even be that there's buybacks and stuff like that. Like, seriously, I was blown away by the fact that I was in Iowa and a AR-15 was classed as a hunting weapon. It's only there to hunt people. You don't take that particular gun out to hunt for food. You just don't. It's don't get me wrong, it was fun to shoot, but that weapon doesn't get used for hunting. It gets used for, well, target shooting if you're me and my friends who were there on the day, or if you're a fucking crackpot, for shooting a lot of people really quickly. And the fact that, like, even then I was using one that had the recoil, a spring put into the butt of the weapon. There was no recoil. That thing was so accurate. Like, I'm a pretty good shot, but I was like crazy good on that particular day, on that one time. I just think to myself sometimes it's like, it's so sad when you read about the shootings, and the one in Texas recently where all the kids got killed because that fuckwit went nuts. Wouldn't you guys, even as responsible weapon owners, can't you see that if your government takes away your right to bear arms, then the lunatics can't get a hold of them either? And yes, it's a shame that everyone else gets punished because, but you guys, like, I think you've had over 230 mass shootings this year, being, what's the date today? June the 14th. You guys have already had over 230 mass shootings. So you've already lost well over 600 people to gun deaths in just mass shootings. Forget the one or two. I think a mass shooting definition is about three to four people dead. You've already lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, probably thousands if you count the individual cases. And just imagine now if they just said no weapons. Or let's kick it old school. They said hand in your fully automatic weapons, because even you responsible people, what if a lunatic gets a hold of your gun? We'll give you muskets. The idea is to defend your home. You can have a musket. Here's a little bit of gunpowder. You can have a musket instead, because that's when the Constitution was written, and that's the Constitution that you're upholding. The right to free speech, the right to bear arms, written way back when there were muskets and no automatic weapons. So that part of your Constitution's not been updated to reflect current times. So let's take it back like that. Maybe that's the answer. I don't fucking know. I've never felt the need to carry something that can kill another human being in my house. And at the end of the day, let's face it, our houses are filled with knives anyhow. Someone's coming in. Though the argument is, if someone's brazen enough to enter your house, chances are if you get a weapon out, they're going to use it against you. Go figure. I don't have the answers. But it was annoying me and it was upsetting me. And I'm sure it's not a new argument. It's not an argument that hasn't, you know, oh, Tory just reinvented the wheel. No, it's just my thoughts. Let me know what you think below. It's not my country, and some of you of you guys there may go, it's funny, you know, ages ago on another channel, sorry, I'm digressing, but I said on one of my Lego shows that I do a Lego podcast as well, and someone said to me, they'd made a working Lego Glock, and it shot bullets, and people are like, you don't live in this country, so why venture your opinion, shut the fuck up, and mind your own business. And I'll tell you why I don't mind my own business, because one, I'm an opinionated fuckwit, and secondly, I have friends over there that I'd be devastated if they were victims of someone going on a fucking rampage with a weapon. So no, I've got a vested interest in my friends staying alive. So yeah, that's my opinion on that one. I'm going to wrap it up, guys. Just thought I'd cover a few topics this show, do something a little bit different. Till next time, hit me up, idiotboxradio.com, become a patron, and thank you so much for listening, and we'll go back to movie reviews and all that sort of stuff. But I'm going to do a few more of these little chit chat ones in the future. Hopefully you enjoy it, and if you don't, bad luck, I'll probably do it anyhow, because I'm Tori and you're not. I'll catch you later. See ya.